Okay, we're recording. Please make sure you speak into the microphones.
I'm calling the March 13th Occupational Therapy Examiners meeting to order at 1:30. Start out with a roll call. Quentin McAllister present.
Barbara Paulson present.
Donnie Hosenfeld present.
Charlene Marbs present.
Item 3, are there any conflicts of interest?
Not for me.
No. None for me.
Excellent. Moving right along. Approval of regular session minutes for February 14th. Are there any corrections, notes, or can we make a motion to approve those meeting minutes for February 14th?
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of February 14th.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Item 5, future board meeting dates. Are there any issues with that or anything?
Not for me.
None for me.
None?
No.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, you already know about April.
April, right.
All right, moving on to item 6, ratifying 48 initial applications. I'll make a motion to ratify those 48. Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. And 16 is 228 renewal applications to be ratified. Do we have a motion on those?
I move that we accept the renewal or approve the renewal applications.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. Move to item 7. That's a review of review and consideration for initial applications for disclosure. So 7A1. Brian Gardner, are there any discussions or a motion for that license? It's not a crime of moral turpitude or anything that we historically consider as an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the license of Brian Gardner.
I second.
Oh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item 7A2, Brett Johnson. It's a similar situation. If there's no discussion, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve Brett Jordan's license. Is there any discussion or a second?
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 4-0. 7A3, Lindsay Putbreeze. Did I say that correctly? All right. It's a similar disclosure. Do we have a motion or any discussion for that?
Did you want to say anything? No. Oh, okay. I just wanted to check.
Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the license of Lindsay Pepperies.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries 4-0. And on both of those, where I seated showing for the second. On both of those, if it matters.
I'm sorry?
She seconded both. I started to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I got it for both of
make
those.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, 7B1, Don Romero, and that was a disclosure. It looks more of like a personal matter to me. I don't see any reason why we should take any action from my standpoint for this.
No. A lot of good feedback on her skills and her work ethic from co-workers and other people, so.
Any other discussion or a motion? I'll make a motion to approve the renewal and take no action.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 4-0. Moving on to item 8B1, Justin Christman. He is on the phone. And it looks like we're discussing the acceptance of these continuing ed hours. So I'll open up the discussion for that. On initial review, I thought, well, how does this really apply to occupational therapy? And then I thought about it for a while, and I concluded that, you know, these are definitely things that are impacting what we do in any setting, potentially. And I'm sure that there was something taken out of these courses that may be helpful or beneficial to our clients in some way. So, and I like that it's kind of out of the box, to be completely honest, because we can go to the same old routine of continuing ed, but this looks like he was actually looking to do something a little bit different, so.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You answered my question of what did it have to do with occupational therapy.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, those are, Justin?
Yes.
What setting are you working in right now?
I'm in acute care hospital.
Acute care, so I mean, that's, I think that's, that can be very applicable. That can be a situation that, that comes across.
Yeah.
I mean, it's it is a little bit on the fringe, but I don't have a problem with it because how long have you been licensed?
A little over 4 years now.
So you're probably maybe looking for something a little bit different, right?
Yeah. Yep.
What do you think?
Maybe we should turn
Go ahead.
Can you hear us okay, Justin?
Yeah, sorry, it's just it's hard over phone call to know who's talking to who.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no, that's kind of, you know, I saw I found the ones that were more strictly related to the HIPAA in itself, but then, you know, I found a lot of them that kind of were, like you were saying, a little bit out of the box, maybe not something that I deal with specifically in the acute care side of things on a daily basis, but it was a lot of what it was really good information to know, to actually review, to get into kind of my to make me aware of how things are, maybe or I could apply in a different setting. So I mean, really, they were really hard to find, but I felt like I took a lot out of each one of them.
Great.
Dr. Olsenfeld, how do you feel about the continued ed?
I think you learned a lot from your experience, and it sounds like you're able to use those skills moving forward.
Mr. Chair and board members, could you speak into the microphones? They're not picking up your voices at all.
Uh-uh. Okay. So, Charlene, your thoughts?
You guys have cleared that up for me. Both of you, not being in the field, I did need to understand like what's the tie to occupational therapy. So,
and I think for me, it got strong. I think for me, what I'm looking at is as seeing a patient every day in an in-acute facility. You have a connection to them more so than maybe the nurse or maybe the doctor or some other people, because we're working with them for X amount of minutes a day, and they might be more comfortable to open up and share some of these things and, you know, what's our protocol? Well, hey, this is some information to know how to move forward and help these people. So I'm sure there's protocols in place, but this probably marriages the two together. So that's my explanation. Yeah.
And just more of an awareness of some of these areas. So,
sounds great.
Cool.
I'll make a motion to approve the continuing ed for Justin Christman. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Moving on to item 8C1, Laura Holting.
Thank you, Justin.
Justin, thank you for hopping on. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Same.
All right. Have a nice one.
Thank you. Bye. Right.
I'm going to open the discussion up for Laura Holting. Do we want to make a motion to go into executive session first and get some legal advice? Yeah, okay.
So I think what you have here is you have a review of her compliance with Board Order 18-0T-4809. What you have before you is a proposed consent agreement for voluntary revocation.
Does anybody have any concerns on that?
I have no concerns. I thought the consent agreement was written pretty well. Mm-hmm. So.
And I have no concerns either.
I have no concerns. It was pretty thorough.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Holting is represented by Robert Shelley. And just he asked in his correspondence to me, he just wanted to relay to the board that he just urges the board to accept the consent agreement, and that she may reapply in a future date when she is ready to do that.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion or a motion? think in light of that information, I don't think we need to go
through. Well, you know, I guess the bottom line is, you know, she didn't comply with the consent agreement. And so this is what she wanted to do. There was going to be some kind of consequence, and she's taking it upon herself to bring this to us, so.
I move that we, Mr. Chair, I move that we accept the consent agreement that's been presented to the board.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Roll call. Quentin Kouser, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
Charlene Marbs, aye.
And who seconded that?
Me.
Barb. No.
Who?
He seconded.
I seconded the motion.
Yeah, motion, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Do they need to vote to open a complaint?
You could do that as well, yes. Thank you.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to open a complaint, and then we'll accept that consent agreement. So, okay. Is there a second to opening a complaint?
I will second to opening a complaint.
All in favor?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
Charlene Marbs, aye.
My motion carries 4-0. Okay. Moving on to item 9, I'm going to hand it over to the executive director.
Okay, thank you. I believe we had someone else join us on the phone. And I just have you listed as calling user number 3. So who's on the phone with us?
Hello?
Oh, they just hung up.
Just kidding.
Okay. Item 9A1, the financial report. We have not received a new financial report since our last board meeting. But we are still very much in a positive cash flow position. Item 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. As you can see by the list of licenses that were approved, Vicki has been very busy working on licenses. I myself have been spending quite a bit of time over at the House and the Senate working on 5 different bills that we have going on between the two agencies that I have. Item 9A3, we have our statistics. Those are in the agenda. I'm not going to go through item by item for time's sake. Let's see. We do have 8 open investigations as listed in item 9A35. I'm working on getting those cleared out because some of them are aging a bit. Item 9B, this is a review of bills to watch in the 2020-54th legislature, the second regular session. So starting with HB 2288, this is the state licensing fee waiver for military members, their spouses, and veterans. This has worked its way through the House. It's over at the Senate. It just has to go before the Rules Committee. I anticipate this will pass and be signed with flying colors. But, you know, time will tell.
Just in time for my renewal.
Yeah. Well.
When would it go into effect? Do we know?
I don't know. If it's the general effective date, it'll be probably late August, early September.
That works.
Okay, HB 2536, this is telemedicine for healthcare providers. This would it would add occupational therapists, athletic trainers, physical therapists, speech therapists, chiropractors, and podiatrists to the list of practitioners in the definition section of telemedicine. It may not actually enable those people to practice telemedicine. Okay. So we would need to get clarification from the Attorney General's office once this passes, if it does pass. Telemedicine is a hot topic right now because of the COVID-19. In the governor's speech the other day, he did say that he wanted people to practice telemedicine wherever possible. We would not be able to get this put through and enable our occupational therapists and assistants to do telemedicine in time for this, you know, the outbreak. I am going to try to contact the governor's office to see if maybe there's some way he could do an executive order to enable the practice of telemedicine during this, but we'll see what happens with that. HB 2690, veteran status inquiry. This would require that we ask on every application whether the person is a veteran. It didn't transfer from the House to the Senate, so I don't know if it's too late, if it's just a done, you know, deal now. I'll find out, you know, in the next few weeks. Actually, we only have two more weeks for bills to be heard in committees. Let's see. HB 2809, this is the professional licensure fee waiver or reduction where we have to review our budget. I think I talked about this at the last meeting, and we would have to waive or reduce fees until we got to a certain amount in our fund. It made it through the House. It's at the Senate. Got a do-pass recommendation from the Senate Commerce Committee this week. The next step is for it to go to the Rules Committee. I do have concerns about this, but we'll just have to make it work because I would anticipate this will go through as well. SB 1074, fingerprint clearance cards for occupational therapists and occupational therapy assistants. This is one of the bills that I was over at the legislature for this week. I presented to the House or the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, and I got a do-pass recommendation that was unanimous, except for the one person who was not present. So that has to go before the Rules Committee.
That's a good work.
Nicely done,
Karen. Yes. Thank you.
Let's see. So, any more? Okay. SB 1212, board licensure, certification residence. That, do you remember when the bill went through last year for the, not reciprocity, but the licensure by universal recognition? That requires that people establish residency here in Arizona. This bill says that they don't have to establish residency to qualify for that type of license application. They can already have lived here. So basically, it's turning it into licensure by endorsement, where they only have to prove that they've held a license for a year. So that goes before the Regulatory Affairs Committee next week, and then it will go before rules. So we'll see what happens with that.
Do you anticipate that impacting us much, the office side of it?
No, I don't think so. The initial bill from last year, it has had a lot of impact on us because people just don't seem to understand that they have to establish residency here. And, you know, they start an application and they get to that point and they don't know what they're supposed to do, so they call one of us. So we have a lot of incomplete applications out there, and they end up switching to the regular licensure by examination.
Was there any conversation against that? Is there some, when they discussed it, or I'm just curious.
I have not been to any of the committee meetings for this, but it all of the votes have been unanimous for a do pass recommendation. Okay, and then I think my last one is Senate Bill 1220. This is the technology plan's deadline. I think last time I talked to you, I said that the deadline was going to be June 1st. Now they've changed it to May 15th, I think. That goes before the House Technology Committee next week, and then it will go before the Rules Committee. And I anticipate that will pass as well. And it will be a good thing because it gives us time to find out how much the technology is going to cost before we ask for it in our budget.
All right, item 10. Is there anything for next month's meeting? No?
No.
Call to the public? You guys are probably good.
Anyone? Anyone?
No. All right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity of community boards and changing professional behaviors. I just put our under hope on that.
I saw your look after we passed it. You're like,
I almost yelled.
Yeah, he flew here from Montana.
Oh wow.
Well, welcome to Arizona.
Enjoy the weather.
And this was for, I'm sorry, agenda item 7A1, Brian Gardner.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I will make that note in the minutes.
All right, we'll adjourn the meeting at 1:51.
All right. Hold on.